Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, and also what we can try and spot in our dark island skies. As usual, we are fortunate to have the expertise of Christopher Phillips available to us. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars and Saturn in the western and southern sky after sunset. Saturn will set around 8 p.m., followed by Mars at around midnight. The moon this week is passing through its full phase, meaning stargazing for those faint objects is going to be very difficult indeed.
You have a couple of planetary discoveries for us this week, but with a twist.
Yes, a team of Polish and Korean astronomers have announced the discovery of two new planets using the Optical Gravitational Lensing Experiment, or OGLE for short. These two new planets, if confirmed, are what we call rogue planets. That means they are planets without stars, floating freely through the Milky Way galaxy. Rogue planets were thought to be the stuff of science fiction, but so far we have discovered at least 12 of these objects in our galaxy.
And this planet without a star, what's up with that?
Well, it is kind of weird. So stars form from enormous solar nebulae, with planets forming alongside them from leftover gas and dust, just like our solar system and its family of planets. A planet can go rogue when it is ejected from its solar system during this chaotic period, or perhaps later due to some cataclysmic event.
And I'm guessing it's not like a family dispute that would have a star dislodged from its solar system.
Well, it could be something a little more dramatic. It's possible that this occurs during the merging of two star systems, or because of a close encounter with a massive object such as a black hole that disturbs the gravitational forces in the system.
And when the two star systems collide, you think of like a science fiction movie that's happening rapidly within one scene, but is that really a collision that takes years to happen, or a long time? Or
it really does take a long time.
It's not so much objects smacking into each other.
Right. It's not like a game of cosmic billiards, I guess you could say.
And as we wrap it up, what about some signs of life on these worlds?
Well, I would say it's doubtful. These planets are exposed to the dark and cold of space, and they will undoubtedly be frozen solid, unless there is an internal source of heat. But again, that is a long shot.
Christopher Phillips, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.